Blackstone Audio presents Pearl Harbor Christmas, A World at War, December 1941, by Stanley Weintraub. For Rodel. Prelude. In Tokyo on the morning of December 21, 1941, the Asahi Shimbun published on its front page the first photo received of the attack on Pearl Harbor. It had been flown in by a dive bomber from the strike force returning to the home islands. Approaching Hawaii on its last leg from Washington was an investigating commission appointed by President Franklin D. Roosevelt and chaired by Supreme Court Justice Owen Roberts. It would be the first of many hearings on the worst military catastrophe in American history. As its plane approached Oahu, smoke, although no longer in billowing black clouds, rose from the wreckages in the harbor area. At aircraft height, the upturned hulls of the capsized Oklahoma and Utah resembled beached whales. Justice Roberts would convene his inquiry the next day, as across the nation, the president expected Prime Minister Winston Churchill for dinner at the White House. Pearl Harbor had made them open wartime allies. One small logistic problem intervened, however. Late that morning, the Prime Minister was still at sea. The battleship Duke of York was plowing through winter winds and heavy swells as it approached Chesapeake Bay. By radio, assuming a calmer Atlantic, Churchill had accepted Roosevelt's invitation. On docking in the upper Chesapeake, it would be only a 120-mile drive to Washington. Yet, increasingly anxious at the warship's slow progress, the PM was, as his personal physician Sir Charles Wilson recalled, like a child in his impatience to meet the president. He spoke as if every minute counted. It was absurd to waste time. He must fly.